How I completely ruined my quest to become thin and skinny. My original idea was to lift light dumbbells, basically recreating the 1980s TV workouts. I just wanted to start somewhere sturdy, get some results, and then see where to go next from there. It just seemed like all the skinny people were always dancing. I had some experience from previous attempts at becoming skinny, slowly running 18.7 miles, which took me some 8 hours, and trying to work out at the gym like everyone else, which didn't do much for me at all. My jogging started hurting my knees. Nothing serious, it just aches and pains. And just at that moment, I made a strange discovery. It was a tiny hidden lake, a puddle of water, really, surrounded by a path covered with wood chips. I finally understood that jogging on concrete was the worst thing a heavy person could do. Having earned some endurance, I felt I could start lifting at the gym. And I resumed my skinny experiments there, all the while bicycling on a fat tire bike in my off days. I saw absolutely no result. Just no results in general. And my sets and reps did not improve. It was just too hard to go from 35 to 40. I am not the kind of a person that will do the same thing expecting different results. So I tried to find evidence of muscle growth on myself. I had some biceps, but they were not developing. They did not grow. And then I looked at my thighs and realized I see results. Because my legs became more muscular due to bicycling and jogging. And by bicycling, I mean my fat tire bike does not have gears. And I don't really keep the tires inflated very hard because it is a $135 bicycle. It neither holds the pressure well, nor is it a good idea to put that stress on cheap tires. So it is hard to bicycle forward, comedy hard sometimes. So, armed, or legged rather, with evidence of continued muscle growth on my thighs, I leaned into that, just for the results, just to start somewhere meaningful. To stand upon a good results-based platform from which I could resume the quest for becoming skinny. I just needed to see any results to get serious about where I am going. So while the fit and beautiful people were lifting 25 pounds, I started with 3, to their merriment. I wanted to recreate jogging though, but with my arms, by means of dumbbells, so that was the correct start. I wanted to go longer and longer until my fat was gone and I had a neatly toned physique. Previously, when I lost 100 pounds from fasting, I just became frail and flimsy, and I determined that fasting was probably even unhealthier than jogging on concrete. A skinny person needs some muscles. Otherwise, they will look unwell. As I began lifting dumbbells for real, I realized that if I walked back and forth, dumbbells then became a full body exercise. though I am not quite sure how to explain this well. Just imagine your entire musculature working together to stabilize itself as your arms suddenly gained a whole lot of new pounds. Even though I was lifting light weights, that I was doing it for an hour, and like joggers attempting not to stop at all. This entire exercise being based on jogging, after all. Those light weights became kind of overwhelming and, when moving quickly, quite heavy. And my body noticed this and slowly began changing and adapting to the challenge. Just as soon as 3 pounds per hand, for just about an hour or so, stopped hurting, I switched to 5 pounds, and then 7.5. And 10 pounds seemed actually a little bit scary. That would be a total of 20 pounds right on my back, and my back was already aching from being so heavy. So I turned to creating faster playlists, choosing songs with more beats per minute. And I tried dancing, which, as a shy person, was pretty great, as it made people ignore me. So with 7.5 pounds per hand, I began shuffle dancing and became more shapely for sure. Eventually, some years after, I had to slow down with dancing, as the rubber sole of my shoe and the rubber floor were just too much. There was not enough friction, and my feet were getting annoyed. That is where I stepped into the light and noticed I now had veins running across my much more defined biceps. This was excellent, I thought. By this time, my workouts were 3 hours long and pretty much non-stop. I would only rest to drink a cheap electrolyte drink mix. I discovered I had strength to spare, so I increased my dumbbells to 10 pounds, and then 12.5 pounds, and then even the crazy 15 pounds per hand, discovering that I could go all the way up to 20 for an almost non-stop slow playlist 3 freaking hours. Just a couple of weeks ago, I settled on a 17.5 pounds, thinking that if I stick to faster songs, I would burn more fat, which I still have. But in the same last couple of weeks, I've noticed that I am not ever going to be thin or skinny. I never found a way to get there. As I was standing in the mirror just today, I realized I became bodybuilder-shaped. Slowing down and adding a bit more weight made me build more muscle. My diet is just trail mix with protein powder and occasional chicken or cheese from a pizza. I try to avoid the bread, imagining that I will soon be banned from buying pizza altogether. The trail mix is a pretty big deal for me, as it erases the 2-hour wall where everyone seems to experience tiredness. Trail mix helping me move past the wall is probably a large reason behind my muscle growth. The most of it is purely from moving from 7.5 pounds per hand to 17.5 pounds on a pretty much medium speed playlist. I feel like I had a chance to become thin and skinny from dancing, but I think, at least at the gym, I would have to put down the dumbbells, and I don't much like that idea. In closing, my thick Latina thighs did in fact point the way, but that direction turned out to be just a marvelous shortcut to bodybuilding. A path to becoming skinny whilst retaining a reasonable physique. remains a mystery to me.